No.
How about stout? Would you do stout?
No, I just, that somewhat's fairly overweight. I mean, not fairly overweight, but slightly overweight perhaps.
Okay.
Thick.
And stout to you implies more being overweight than being strong?
Yeah.
Would you ever use stout in describing butter that's turned on, like the butterscotch stout?
No.
Okay. A person who is very easy to get along with is?
Easygoing.
Alright. What would you say about a horse that is easygoing?
I really wouldn't know. Gentle, I guess.
Would you ever use the expression good natured?
Yeah.
For a person or a horse?
For either, I guess.
When a boy's in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and stumbling over jump. You would describe them as being?
Awkward.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Generally, someone with poor taste and actions not to be imitated.
Okay. Well, that's generally it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it used in a compliment or a sense?
No.
If an old man is still very strong and active, he doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
vigorous.
How about a young person who's always moving around, can't sit still?
Active. Well, might say he's antsy. It's closer to you.
No, it doesn't matter. Children are out later than usual. They say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling at home.
Worried.
And how about the word that's opposite of easy?
Hard. Oh.
I can't help feeling a little
uncomfortable.
Hard with easy.
Difficult, but
uneasy.
Yeah.
You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
frightened.
Okay.
Scared. Afraid.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
scaredy pants.
Okay. Ever heard of scary? Kind of scary?
No, I think a place would be scary, but not the person.
Alright. Could a place be anything else besides scary?
You mean still be
maybe
foreboding?
Uh-huh.
I can't think of anything.
Alright. You'd say, I don't understand why she's afraid of the dark now. She
wasn't when she was young.
Or she didn't.
Used to be.
Okay. Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, say he's mighty
stupid.
Okay. Anything else you have to be careful?
No. Careless.
Would you say that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or
yeah.
Is it in a different time?
No, I would say that.
Okay. That's it. Well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange.
Did you ever say kind of queer?
No.
Why? Does queer mean something else?
Yeah, it implies homosexual now.
All right. Even if using it as an adjective rather than anything else?
I think so, yes.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say, don't be so
set in your ways.
Someone who can't joke without, or somebody you can't joke with without is losing his temper. You would describe as being awfully
short-tempered.
Okay. Or if somebody loses his temper when a leak this whole thing goes wrong.
Yeah, I'd say short-tempered. Yeah.
Did you ever say touchy?
Or touchy, yeah.
Or does that mean something else?
No, that.
Let's say. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
upset.
Alright. Somebody who's about to lose his temper would tell him just
cool it. Be calm.
Alright.